Children, you must understand that you are my chosen generation. You are the forerunners that I have been dealing with for quite some time now. You must understand that you are not here by chance. You are here by divine assignment. I have been dealing with each and every one of your hearts, and I have been teaching you of my ways. Even though you get disgusted with your own selves, I, the Lord thy God, I am not disgusted with you. I am telling you to hold on tight. Keep going forward and never look back. Children of mine, there is a great and a mighty work that needs to be accomplished immediately. Yesterday would have been better. But I am drawing you closer into my bosom. And I am changing and I am rearranging and I am getting rid of all the dark spots so that you will come forth as pure shining light. You are gold that has been refined in the furnace of fire over and over and over again. But you have come forth and you are my servants. And I am now going to place my ring upon your finger because we are being married and reunited this day. And you will never depart from me. You will go forth and do the great mighty works that I've called you forth to do. You watch and see this, the new assignments that I hand out to you. You watch and see how my glory will fall upon you. You just watch and see the miraculous that's going to happen as you go forth to minister my word. I am well pleased with each and every one of you. I have set you apart in my kingdom, and you are mine. And the enemy can have no place in you. And I'm asking you right now to allow me to bring you up hither into my throne of grace and allow me to touch you with my touch. And then allow me to send you back and send you forth to do the mighty works that I've called you forth to do. This is not the time to slow down. This is the time to accelerate in your walk with me. He said, but God, I don't have enough time. You'll have enough time, I promise you. We are going to do a fast work at a fast pace. There's so much cleaning up that has to be done in my houses. The enemy has them all in disarray, but we are going to do house cleaning. And you will see my houses being houses of prayer. True houses of fellowship and of love and of resurrection power. I've called you forth for such a time as this. Now it is time to rise and shine. It's time to take back the ground the enemy has stolen from you. It's time to go forth undaunted by the cares of this world. Carry my cross. Carry my glory. And allow me to do the great mighty works that needs to be done throughout this land. Each one of you will be part of the cleaning up of America. Each one of you will go to different areas and you will spread my gospel. Your lips will no longer be tight. Your lips will come open and you will speak what thus saith the Lord. You will know that you have been redeemed. You will know that you are loved by the Father, and you will carry that message to the lost and dying world. America will be called the land of the beautiful once again. My name shall be in the schools, my name shall be in the churches, my name shall be everywhere. And you, my people, are going to be part of placing my name back into this lost and dying and decaying world.